Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Warren. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about knowing when change is needed. This week we're going to talk about stages of change. So when most people think of change, they basically think, I see a problem, I do things to fix that problem, and then that's called change. And if everything goes according to plan, we actually make change, the changes stick, and then off we go. But anyone who's actually ever tried to change, or watched anyone else try to change, knows this doesn't always work according to plan. Right? It doesn't actually work this way all the time. And so even though this model, the stages of change model, comes from addiction, knowing about the stages of change, to me, I think is really important because it can allow us to understand what's happening in this process of changing. I also think it allows us to understand what might be happening that interferes with the change we actually want to see take place. So what are the stages of change? And there are basically six stages of change. The first is pre-contemplation. The next is contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance, and then relapse. And so we'll go through each one of these things. But pre-contemplation basically is the very, very first phase, right? It's before we even actually acknowledge that there's a problem. It's that there is no problem. I don't really have any concerns. Other people might be telling me there's a problem, but I don't see it. I'm not too concerned about it. And so at this point, change isn't even on the table because I don't even see a problem I need to change. The next stage is contemplation. And that's where I start, as the word implies, contemplating. I start thinking that maybe there's a problem. But there's kind of ambivalence towards this, right? It's sort of, I think there might be a problem, but I don't really want to change. And so I'm going to try to like find ways to sidestep that it's a problem. I'm going to try to find ways to deny it's a problem. I'm going to do everything I can to sort of kind of acknowledge you might be right without actually committing myself to any change. The next stage is preparation. And this is when most of us would start thinking change is taking place. And preparation is when I start taking minor steps towards change. I'm not completely committed to changing behavior yet, but I'm getting ready. I'm getting closer. And so maybe something I would do in the preparation phase would be, I tell myself, okay, you know what? I need to quit smoking. I'm not really ready to quit smoking. So I'm going to cut back on how much I smoke, right? Or I'm going to cut back on how much I drink. I'm not ready to eliminate it. I'm not ready to change. But I acknowledge that there might be a problem, and so I'm going to take some minimal steps to see if maybe there's a problem, or maybe I can sort of dial it back enough that it doesn't really stay a problem. So I can keep smoking, but maybe I'm just not chain smoking, or I can keep drinking, but I'm just not getting blackout drunk. So that's where we are in sort of the preparation type stage. Not completely ready, but we're getting there. The next stage of change is action. And this is when I start actually begin taking active steps towards change. This is when the change process, as all of us would actually know it, probably starts. This is where I say, okay, you know what? That's it. No more smoking. No more cigarettes. I bought a pack of Nicorette, bought some new running shoes, and I'm ready to start changing. And bang, we're like actually trying to change. Or, you know, I tried scaling back my drinking. It didn't work too well. Now I know what I need to do. And so I've put myself into a treatment program, or I've began attending 12-step groups or something like that. I'm actually changing. I'm actually making steps towards change. And also during this stage is where we're actually going to see things start to change. Because I'm taking active steps towards changing, we should actually start to see some change. It's not just this like a little bit less or maybe. We're actually seeing change. The next stage is maintenance. And this is exactly what it sounds. And this is basically that once I've made changes, right? Once I've gotten used to not smoking, once I have behaviors in place that allow me to not smoke, what do I do to continue this? And that's what the maintenance phase is about. It's about me continuing the behaviors that allowed for change in the first place. And so if I was able to, you know, eliminate smoking by jogging 2 miles a day, the maintenance phase is going to be me continuing to jog 2 miles a day. I'm not adding anything. I'm not taking anything away. I'm just maintaining the status quo. I'm just doing what's already being done. I'm doing what's already gotten me where I want to be. And the final stage, and this again applies more sort of to the addiction than it does to us, but not exactly, not completely, which is relapse. And this is the understanding that even in the stages of change, there are going to be times when people take a step back. Even after I've gone through all the stages, I've been pre-contemplative, I've been contemplative, I've prepared, I've taken action, and now I'm maintaining my behavior, that even after I've done all that, I can still relapse. And so the relapse phase is just what it sounds like. It's when I've been doing well and then I stumble. Then what do I do after that? And to me, the reason why these stages of change are really, really important is because a lot of people think change and they think one of these six steps. They don't think of all of them. They think of one of them. And so there's a problem. And so I start contemplating. And that to me is change. Or, you know, it's January 1st. I know I need to lose weight. So I'm going to start dieting. I haven't done any preparation. I haven't done any contemplation. I started with, I think there's a problem, to I'm taking action. I kind of skip everything in between. The problem with this is we can sort of see by our own track records and by the track records of people around us that skipping steps and just going from pre-contemplation to action usually doesn't work. People don't actually get there. Even if people are able to make change, if they don't stay in maintenance, if they don't keep doing the things they did to get to change, they won't maintain their change. They'll relapse back. They'll slide back into something else. And so I think understanding these changes is important because it allows us to see the change process and understand where we might be and where we might need to go. So how can you use this information to help you actually begin making changes? And for me, there are a couple things. First is to be honest about where you are in the change process. You can't expect action if you're not in the action phase. If you're just thinking there might be a problem, you can't beat yourself up too much that you're not committed to changing it. Again, it doesn't mean we want to stay in this phase. It doesn't mean that we want to stay in that stage. But acknowledging where we are, I think, is important because it allows us to understand why we might not be as successful as we'd like to be. The other thing I think that we can do to use this information to help us is to understand that relapses are expected. It doesn't mean that we should accept it or we should enable it, but it's understanding that as I go through life and I make changes, there are going to be times when I stumble, no matter what it is, whether it's alcohol, whether it's smoking, whether it's not being mean to my kids, whatever it is, at some point, I'm going to relapse back. I'm going to stumble. It's very unlikely for somebody to make changes and maintain those changes indefinitely without a stumble. It just doesn't happen that much. And so understanding that relapse is expected allows us to understand that it's going to come at some point and that our job at that point is just to make sure we don't throw in the towel. We don't get upset and say, oh my God, I spent all this time changing, it didn't work, and so to hell with it all. No, no, no. I spent all this time changing. I had a setback. Now I need to regroup, maybe think if there are other actions or other preparations I need to make, and then get back on the horse, get going again. Another thing to understand is that change isn't transferable. And what I mean by that is just because I'm able to make changes in some areas doesn't mean I get to skip the steps in the next area. So say, for instance, I want to quit smoking. And so I go through all the stages of change and I quit smoking. Then my wife starts telling me, maybe you have a problem with alcohol. I don't get to go from action phase and cigarettes and just transfer that over to action phase and alcohol. No, I'm going to have to go through all the stages of change for alcohol, just like I did for tobacco, just like I'll have to do for something else in the future. So we don't get to skip steps, even if the area of focus changes. And so I'm going to have to go through these stages with every change I make, which is fine. I just think people don't always accept that. And the last thing I think we can do to use this information to actually help you make changes is to remember maintenance. Change is not one and done. Change requires maintenance. Change requires us to keep doing what we've done to be successful. If I've made all these steps and it's led to success and I stop doing those things, what's the most likely outcome? That I'm going to regress, that I'm not going to continue being successful. And that's not what we want. And so remembering that maintenance is required. Maintenance is something that everybody has to do because the minute I stop doing that, I'm going to start sliding back to my old behaviors. It's just normal. See, even when change is the goal, change is very rarely linear. Change is rarely something that we try and achieve the first time through. Usually, change is a process. Change is something we have to work for. Knowing where we are in the process can allow us to be more realistic about how much change we're actually in a position to make. It also allows us to understand why we aren't always successful when we want to change, why we don't always get there. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook. If you have questions or situations you want to share, DM me and I'll try to answer those. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice location in Sewickley, and I'm currently scheduling appointments for that. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to continue talking about change, and we're going to talk about what to do when you actually don't want to change. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.